time is 2 o'clock p.m. and we are here to this afternoon to hear the parcel number 453-00033-000. Mr. Hall, we're going to introduce ourselves. We'll go around the room, and then we're going to swear you in. So go ahead.
Josh Allen, Tyus.
Chrissy Lewis, assessor.
Donna Beck, chief deputy assessor.
Teresa Martin, assessor office.
Melinda Reynolds, EQ board.
Kent Raven, EQ board.
I'm Lou Ann Deere, chairman.
Jeff Stevens, EQ board.
Glenda Mudgett, EQ board.
Margaret Darter, county clerk.
And you can go ahead and introduce yourself.
John Hall.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. All those who are going to be testifying, if you'll please stand, and Margaret will swear you in.
Do you swear to tell the truth, tell the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Okay. All right, great. All right, we're going to go ahead and let the tax assessor, their side, go ahead and give their testimony first.
Okay. This is for 49 Barnum Loop. We've got a price of $124.10 a square foot on this house. I pulled the neighborhood sales for 2023 out there. Got a total of 19 sales in 2023 with an average sales price per square foot of $152.69. So, and we've got him roughly $25 below what the average sales price per square foot is out there.
Okay. Anything else on your side? Okay, Mr. Hall, we'll go ahead and let you get your side.
So, were all these sales in that Palm Creek area?
We've got what we call neighborhoods. It's not necessarily just a subdivision. Neighborhoods are a lot of times groups of subdivisions. And this is the Lake Conway with access.
Well, I had sent in some pictures of what the area looks like getting out to my property. And yes, as you can tell, this is not Seaside, Florida we're talking about. I did my own search for sales records, and I couldn't find anything in that general area except for, and I didn't get this in time. I know it just showed up like late last week. It was a sale that was done August 16th. Now, isn't that or?
Yes, except for this is going off 23 sales. Everything in this 24 reappraisal, they're using last year's sales. So they pulled all the deeds and costs.
There was nothing. I didn't see any sales when I was looking, but Lake Conway, I'm sure there were several, but in this particular part of the lake, it's
a lot of times it's hard to find anything in a specific subdivision. So that's why we pulled from a larger area that's similar.
Yeah, and in my little place, I mean, it's 672 square feet. I mean, it's kind of a niche property anyway. Mainly just a fishing shack. But there was a home that sold just this month, and it went for $36 or $39 a square foot. And it's a bigger house. So
they'll pull it in the next year appraisal.
I was a little confused about why it even went up because, you know what the lake's like right now. I couldn't sell a thing for anything right now, probably.
We were talking about that earlier. Actually, the sales are still, they're still selling out there right now.
Well, yeah. I'm thinking in that little Plum Creek area, though, which, and that might be total. I've never done this before. I'm sorry.
Well,
I appreciate your time.
No, I was asking them earlier just for my own asking about how the sales were around Lake Conway right now with it being low, because I wasn't sure right now how things are going.
Well,
the location will definitely
try to
be
call
a factor.
The appraisers, left a message that Fraser could call me back. They didn't call me back. They just sent a letter, which was, I included that in my evidence.
I think Josh tried to call you at one point, Josh Cantrell. And then he had looked at it. He had made,
well, he didn't leave me a message.
Made a change on there.
I mean, all this says, and it doesn't even, I mean, it's just a handwritten note. Made the only adjustment possible. We will readdress this area when sales start coming through. So
he adjusted the remaining economic life of the house. So he basically he aged it some to make it older.
He did what now?
He aged it.
Aged it.
Yeah.
So it's older.
More appreciation.
Why did it still go up $30,000?
Because of the sales.
Is this a two-bedroom?
We had an average increase in Faulkner County of 39%. There were some areas that went up over that.
Well,
so
yeah, I mean, but you know, this is not, in my opinion, it's not one size fits all. You got to look at each property individually. And I thought that's what appraisal was all about. So,
well, we do mass appraisal, so you know, we are looking at the property, you know, checking the measurements, age, grade, that type of stuff. But we have to look at the sales as a group. We can't just, we're like a fee appraisal. They're going to pick the three most recent sales that are, you know, most similar to that house,
regardless of where they're at.
Well, I mean, they're going to try to find something, you know, as close as they can, as similar as they can.
Well, evidently this guy couldn't.
We have to use. Do what?
Evidently this guy couldn't find anything close.
Well,
all he did was
adjust your REL.
Well, why didn't he just call me and tell me that?
I believe he did try to call you. He didn't leave messages.
He don't leave messages?
Usually he doesn't. He'll usually call, and sometimes he'll text. I know he texted with a lot of taxpayers. So.
Well, he just wrote me a little handwritten note and didn't even sign his name.
Which he did lower the value from what it was previously. So.
To what?
$3,400. Well,
that's what it's been.
No, it was
higher. It was big. It was on it.
Let
me see what it was.
It was on at 88.5 when we put the reappraisal. Because that was the reappraisal value. He looked at it, he adjusted the REL and wrote it down from 88.5 to 83.4.
That's not what he led me to believe with this note. So whatever y'all want to do, I guess. I just wanted to bring it to your attention. It just didn't sound right.
Yeah. He actually helped you out. I mean, he brought the value down.
Okay. So my request is denied?
We haven't decided that yet.
Decided?
No. We're looking here. Is this a two-bedroom, one bath?
No, ma'am. It's got one little room that is like a bedroom, but it's, you know, 670 square feet. So it's, you know, it's not even. It does have a little bathroom, but that's about it. It's just a, like I said, a shack.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting here is it was purchased in 2020 for $75,000, and he was able to help. Because, you know, we are on in reappraisal to full value again. So he did help by bringing that down to $83,400. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I don't see the $55,000 at all that you're wanting. Not, I mean, you paid more than that for it. So I'm going to make a motion, no change.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that there's no change. We'll keep the value at $83,400. All in favor? Opposed?
All right, thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Motion.
Mm-hmm. motion to recess?
Motion to adjourn.
To adjourn for the day, sorry.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We adjourn for the day. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?